Margaret is coming today to speak to us about Try Praying.
You may not all have been here last week when John introduced the Try Praying initiative to us and told us about these wee booklets. If you were here last week, you would receive one. If you've not got one, we have plenty more here and you can get one afterwards. If you've used it already and have passed it on, please take another one. Try Praying is something that we would like you to use yourselves for a week and then lose it. Use it and lose it. The real point of it is to give it away to somebody else. It could be somebody that we meet by chance. It could be somebody that we've thought about already that we would like to encourage to have a relationship with God and to start having a conversation with him, but they maybe don't know quite how to go about it. So it could happen quite naturally. When we're praying for God to show us somebody to give it to, it's surprising how he gives us opportunities quite naturally. Maybe in a bus, you might be sitting beside someone and they might tell you of some troublesome situation that they're in, or it might be something that a friend of theirs is finding difficult, and it'd be quite natural to say, I'll pray for you about that. Have you thought about praying about it? I happen to have in my pocket or in my handbag a Try Praying booklet which I can give you, and it's a really natural way of being able to help somebody to start having a conversation with God. There's no heavy evangelistic talk. It's just a way of helping people to know that Jesus loves them and helping them to start to get to know him, maybe for the first time. Or maybe people have thought about it but haven't quite known how to go about it. And this is an excellent booklet to be able to give to people. At the Try Praying breakfast earlier this year, Bill and I went into Edinburgh and we were being encouraged as churches to take part in this initiative. You'll maybe have seen the logo on the sides of the buses, Try Praying. And we were given some really encouraging things to think about that had happened in the past with Try Praying, and I just want to share a couple of them with you just now because it's really encouraging for us to know how God is actually using this resource to help people. One of the incidents was that a church in Edinburgh had put some Try Praying booklets on the railings in front of the church in a Perspex box that had a lid on it. And they also had a banner, like the one that's up on our church just now, which drew people's attention to it. And one day, a lady from the church was walking in the park when she overheard a conversation between a child and her mother. The child was saying to her mum, "Mum, can I spend some of my birthday money to buy a toy? I'd like to buy a toy." But the mum seemed quite upset and agitated, and she said, "No, I'm sorry, but we have to go and get some food, or we won't have anything to eat. We need to use that money to buy food." And the person who overheard that was so close to them, and she felt that she should be saying something to them. So she said, I couldn't help overhearing. Can I help you in any way?" And as a result of that conversation, she took them for coffee, she took them to buy shopping, and in the course of their chat then, the mum said to her, "Are you from the church? Because I picked up a Try Praying booklet just a few days ago, and I've been praying to God to send someone into my life to help me." And the lady from the church didn't know she'd had a Try Praying booklet, but her prayer was answered at that time. And that's really encouraging to know that, isn't it? And another instance was when a gentleman who had seen the banner on a church picked up a booklet and said, "The booklet helped me to find God. Thank you." That's amazing, isn't it? God is using this resource to reach people. Another man said, "I saw the Try Praying banner and I got a booklet. I've used it. I'm now in touch with the church and with my daughter again." Amazing and really encouraging. Don't worry if you haven't used it yourself yet. I have to confess, last week wasn't a good week for me, and I'm still waiting and praying about who I might give it to. But do keep praying about who you might be able to help by encouraging them to try praying. It's a really good idea just to keep it in your pocket or in a bag, because you never know when God's going to just put you in touch with somebody where a Try Praying booklet might just be the thing that they need to help them. John's often said and encouraged us since he came here that he would like us to be a church that goes out and takes the love of Jesus to people. And he did mention at one point that that was quite a scary thing to do. But Try Praying is a simple and straightforward. It's not threatening to the person you're offering the booklet to, and it's not difficult to offer it to them either. And we know it works. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this Try Praying initiative and for the booklet. Help us to pray and expectantly look for opportunities to pass these booklets on. Thank you that you are blessing and using this resource to reach people who don't yet know you. Father, help us to put our trust in you as we take your love to others in this way. For Jesus' sake and in his name, amen.